Paige Estrittori, greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrittori, here to provide you with today's daily financial services news wrap, Friday, the 6th of June, 2025. We begin with an important update from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, commonly known as ASIC. It's sharpening focus on the rapidly evolving private credit market. This intensified scrutiny, driven by a compelling initiative announced at the Investment Magazine Fiduciary Investor Symposium, is being viewed as an essential move to reduce potential risks and protect retail investors from unsound high-risk products. Certain firms are reassessing their involvements accordingly. A noteworthy takeaway from this is the call from industry stakeholders for heightened vigilance, but also warned against regulatory duplication. Essentially, the need for balanced consumer protections is paramount in this expanding market. In related news, a revealing case highlighted the significance of understanding insurance policy terms. A father's claim was rejected by Hollard Insurance after his young new driver son was found to be unlisted on the policy, resulting in cost setbacks after an accident. This lamentable situation serves as a stark reminder for all policyholders to routinely check and update their insurance policy, particularly when life circumstances alter. Always remember, an out-of-date document could lead to expensive consequences. Switching gears to education, the Australian Bureau of Statistics reports international students contributed a hefty sum of estimated $51 billion to our economy in the 2023-24 fiscal year, underlining the crucial role the education export sector plays. However, criticism looms around the ABS's methodology. The need for refined data practices for accurate economic evaluations and ultimately competent policymaking can't be overemphasized. Finally, in financial advice, the Financial Advice Association Australia has released a collaborative guide offering updates on the tax deductibility of financial advice fees. This timely update complements the Australian Taxation Office's ruling, TD 2024-7, and advocates for substantial change in traditional fee structures. The shift towards alternative billing strategies aims at increasing tax efficiency and simplifying compliance, potentially optimizing client tax positions in the process. And that concludes our news wrap for today. Don't forget to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more detailed analysis and insights on these stories. Until we see you next time, stay financially informed, Australia.